This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just engaged. Engaged and involved and all that fun stuff. No joke, seriously. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're involved. And you know, it's always it's always challenging when you've got all, you know, today we have the shooting going on, and everybody wants to hang on this thing. Everybody wants to talk about it 24/7. You know, you can't. And one of the reasons you can't is because we're not on the same page. There's many of us who don't agree, who will not go down the road of, and listen, I'm not an NRA member. And it's not because I don't want to be. I've just never really gotten around to joining. I don't give them any money. It's not because I don't want to. It's just because I've never gotten around to doing it. It's not the number one thing on my list, but I'm not against them either. And the NRA, I mean, just to think about the small-mindedness of those on the left who think the NRA's only purpose, the one and only purpose, is to teach people, make sure guns get in the hands of the wrong people so they can shoot and kill young people. Right? I mean, sir, that thought in and of itself is sick. They need to find out why the NRA was started. They need to find out what the NRA's charter/task is today. You know, the NRA did nothing but teach gun safety for years in the schools. Oh, my God. They were on the school grounds. There were rifles on school grounds. I'd like somebody from the left, but you don't have the cojones, to come on with me, document, and show me how many of the guns that were on campus that the NRA was using to teach gun safety. I'd like you to come on and tell me, show me, prove to me how many of those guns were used to commit mass killings. What happened? I'm curious. What happened? And this isn't to call you out and make you look foolish. You'll do that on your own. I won't have to do that to you. We keep going down this road. I keep talking about this stuff, about how you guys want to take God out of the school. You can't have anything to do with any kind of, you know, higher being. Everybody's exactly equal to each other. But you really don't mean that one. It's all about the guns. There's no personal responsibility. That, you know, even somebody on the left side talking about how this kid was bullied and that's why he was so frustrated and angry. No. You still have personal responsibility. If this kid was bullied at school and the school saw it and they didn't do anything about it, well, shame on them. It's not the kid's fault that he couldn't get out of it. It's the administration should have jumped in. Now, I don't know that to be true. I'm just telling you what's been reported. But again, we're back with, there is absolutely no responsibility when it comes to these things. Nobody wants to do it. You are responsible for what you do. Mommy didn't make you do it. The devil didn't make you do it. You did it on your own. Whatever it was. And that's the problem today. We take responsibility. I got to tell you something. After talking with counselors and other people, I know how much some of you get really aggravated with me, but I don't really care, as is evident by my what I always say. If you parents haven't taught your kids, truly taught your kids to take personal responsibility, if you're one of those parents that jumped in every time someone got on one of your kids, every time your child was doing something wrong, you said, I'll take care of this, you stay out of it, yeah, you're the problem. You're the reason that these kids are out there shooting up schools. If you gave your kid everything that they wanted and they don't understand what it's like today when they get out there and you're not around, they don't understand why they can't have what they want to have because they always got it at home. Well, who laid that child out like that? Who taught that child that the norm was that they get anything they wanted? I'm just asking. I want you to see how much sense it doesn't make. If you did that to your child, shame on you. There's a lot, you know, look at. Nothing is valuable if you're not working for it. If you haven't worked for it, if you haven't done something, you know, when somebody hands you and covers your butt every time you make a mistake, and they hand you pretty much everything you need, and then all of a sudden you get older, you come into adulthood, and there's nobody, God forbid something happens to their parents, and there's nobody to do this for them, you've just raised a dependent child on the government or on themselves. They get frustrated and they do stupid stuff. If you teach these kids that when they get into a bad position or a bad place and they want to fix themselves, you know, they want to help them get through it, but make them, force them to go through it, you will raise a good, solid human being. Not a good, solid Democrat, not a good, solid Republican, but a good, solid human being. And we've forgotten that. Well, I will say we've forgotten that. Many of you have decided you don't want to. Many of the younger parents that are raising children now and have raised children in the last generation, they didn't like the way their parents treated them. They didn't like the way their parents, you know, they were the only kid that didn't have a brand new pair of sneakers every 6 months or a brand new iPhone every 6 months. They didn't like that. That was distasteful. It made them feel bad. So they don't want their kids to feel bad. So they're willing to forego, you know, go belly up on their car payments, go belly up on their house payment to make sure that their kid has everything that they need. No, I'm sure that was wrong. Not everything they need, but everything they want. Because that's how the real world works, right? We get everything we want every time we want it, don't we? It's a sad, sad thing you've done to your children. I mean, sad thing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Sharon Engel's going to join me after the break, and I'm sure she'll have a lot to say about the shooting today and her run for Congress. That's right, she's running for Congress again. She's a glutton for punishment, I think. But I'll discuss that with her and her mental state when she gets on with us. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You're listening to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, I love this stuff. You know, we always hear about how independent women are. We always hear about, women can do it on their own. They don't need help from a guy. They don't need a leg up. They got it going on, right? And you know, we treat them terribly. It's terrible how men treat women. Yet, the University of Akron says it will not allow a STEM professor to conduct an experiment by artificially boosting the final grades of female students. The reason, I know, right? The reason, well, because women don't step up for the STEM programs because they might get their fingernails dirty. It might be too hard for you because they're usually technology type of programs, right? Well, this is them. This is not me because you know how I feel about this. But the bottom line was the message that they have for us, it's always like, Women can't do, oh, but women are the, they're better than men, they can do more than men. They're so confused. And I think what it is they feel like they have to confuse us on the right so that they feel like they're better than us or we're right in line with them. But think about this. Think about the fact that a professor feels like he has got to help the women do better in STEM classes because, what, does he feel like they can't do it on their own? You know, when it comes to how women and minorities are treated, I'm sorry, but the Republicans, the conservatives, the conservative Christians are truly the ones that treat everybody with equality as opposed to the side that says that they do. We feel, you know what? Let me just bring on my next guest to prove my point here. Sharon Angle joins me, and she hasn't been on the show for a long time. I think the last time she was on the show was during CPAC, but I always love when she's on with me. And Sharon, thanks for being with me today. I appreciate your time with me.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be on with you, Joe. It's always fun, and I always like the lead-in. That lead-in with you know, those guys, they're insulting to women.
Thank you.
That is. I'm insulted when they do that. You know, they say that we're great, but then they have to give us some kind of affirmative action to prove that we're great. Really? I don't know what women they talk to, but the women that I know, the successful women that I know, did it because they were qualified and they were smart and they were strong women. And it's insulting to think that we need some kind of an affirmative action. That went out with the 60s.
Well, it's almost like you can't do it on your own. Right, so we have to help you. We have to coach you. It's ridiculous. And then they start screaming that it's a male thing, that more women don't get into these races, they don't get involved, they're not in Congress, or they're not in the Senate. And they go, wait a minute, do they run? And when they run, are they funded? You know, are they well funded? I mean, look at Philadelphia. In Pennsylvania, they now have, for the first time, they have 8 women that have made it through the primary races. And I'm thinking to myself, good. I don't even know if they were Dems or Republicans. So I'm going, good for them. Good for them that they finally got, you know, they apparently did the work. They did what they needed to do. You've run a few times. You know what that's like. It's not that people are against women, is it?
No, the people like us. I mean, who doesn't like women?
I like women.
yeah, I know. Anybody I talk to, they say, sure, we like women. So it's not a problem with likability, but I think that what you said about funding is truth. It's very difficult, especially when you're running against an establishment that funds itself. You know, it perpetuates this incumbency. So when you have the establishment going ahead and refunding itself, it's very difficult to get them out of there. Incumbency is starts out with a 15% advantage. So anytime you put yourself up head-to-head with an incumbent, you know you're 15 points behind. And then you have the money issue and yep. Name recognition issues, and that's what puts you behind. So to say it's because we're women is silliness. It's because we have an established incumbency. It's terrible. You know, Trump went in and he was having difficulty getting any traction. It was great that he could self-fund because certainly nobody was helping him in the first rounds of those races. He was up against some establishment guys that already had nearly billions in their accounts, you know, and really when we look at the other side of the aisle, Hillary.
Yeah.
We're having to look at how she got those billions, but truly, she was very well funded for that race.
Oh, I think it's
Trump
hilarious.
Started from behind.
They got on his case because first and foremost, he wasn't raising enough money, right? And then she raised over $1 billion. She had, what was it, over 900 employees in her campaign. He had a little over 90. He raised what an eighth of the money she raised, and they were gloating about the fact that he couldn't raise money and he didn't have a ground team and he didn't know how to make it happen and he kicked her butt. I mean, just plain and simple.
Well, the reason, though, Joe, is we the people. That's the reason. We the people are finally coming to the game, finally understanding what's really going on in Washington, D.C., and why incumbency wins, and it's because we don't participate.
Yep.
Once the people start to participate, we do send a terrific message, and that's the message that we sent with Trump, is we're not going to stand for it anymore. You know, I always liked Howard Jarvis in California when he said that he just wasn't going to take it anymore, and he didn't. And he got the Prop 13 through, and I think a lot of people stood up and took notice when someone from the grassroots starts a movement and people are able to define that movement and they get on board with it, they're able to win races, they're able to fund races, and it doesn't take as much funding when you have the people behind you because they're going to go out and vote, and that's really what the money is about, is getting the message out to the voters so that they will vote. You know, I'm running again here in Nevada for a Republican seat. It's a conservative seat. I'm running against a Republican in name only. In fact, I would say he's probably a Democrat that's just running under the Republican label, which is even worse than a Democrat. At least a Democrat, you know who they are. But these Republicans that run under Democrat labels, it's difficult to see them. And that's what I'm up against here in Nevada. So I'm going to ask your audience to go to SharonEngel.com and help me defeat this guy on June the 12th. It's coming up real quick. But, you know, we're running out of funds. You always do at the end of the campaign. And we need some more just to put us over the top. But this guy seems to be shooting himself in the foot here lately. You know, sometimes you just get gifts and you say, thank you, Lord.
Oh, no, I love some of these guys. But you're right. Look, we need to, in some areas, you don't stand a chance of winning. You know, we've got a guy running against, we've got a few people running against Maxine, you know, anti-Maxine. She has an 80% approval rating. She doesn't go to anything. It's all because of her staff. And it's one of those areas that it would truly take an act of God, an intervention by God, to win that area. But, Sharon, we both believe in capitalism. We've got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Sharon Engel will still be with us on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. Listen to The Real Fight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website. I want your email address. You give me your email address. I send one email a week out. Let you know what's coming up on the show. Topics we'll be discussing and those kind of things. And you can help support the show by doing one of two things. Either buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the labels that have been given to me by the left, who hates labels. Very confusing for a guy like me. Okay, or you can click on Patreon and say, be a member of the club. See, really, some of you go to that very expensive coffee joint. You just give up one coffee a month, and that will put a few bucks in my pocket, and that would make me very happy. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. Sharon Angle joins me, and she hasn't been on the show for a while. I love having her on. I always appreciate her time with me. She is, Sharon, I've always thought you to be a kind, considerate, sane person, and you're running for Congress in Nevada. God bless you, woman. Really, says God bless you. That's all I got to say. Thanks for being with me.
Oh, those are great, great and very kind words, Joe. I always thought of myself as a kind person as well. But, you know, after 2010 and Harry Reid sabotage of my character, it's difficult for people to really say that about me unless they know me. But I think once they get to know me, they realize that was lies.
Oh, no, yeah. It's amazing how much they went out of their way. And especially, can you imagine if we did some of the things to their women that they did to ours? If we said some of the things to Democrat women that they said about ours? It's just amazing to me. Double standard, right?
It is a double standard, and they're so worried about poor women being victims, but they didn't mind victimizing me. They didn't mind just tearing me apart and ruining my good name. So I have very little sympathy for the left and their feelings for women. I think it's very ingenuous, to say the least. I don't think they like women. I think they exploit us.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. I definitely agree. I think they exploit women. I think they exploit minorities. I think they'll do pretty much anything they need to do to get a seat back, and it doesn't matter what they have to say or do to get it. That's kind of where my head's at. Let's talk a little bit about this discharge petition. Now, I did a whole thing on it the other night, and I'm very curious to hear your take on it, and then we can, you know, discuss. But why do you think they brought that forward? What do you think's behind it, and where do you think it'll go?
Well, you can listen to all of their arguments for why they brought it forward, but it's just amnesty. It's the Gang of Eight again. It's DACA. It is taking what leverage the president has to close the borders, to secure our borders. They're taking it off the table by putting this on the table. I've never thought that should be on the table. It's the last thing we should be discussing. Reagan showed us that in 86. You know, when he put it on the table, they took it right up and we didn't get secure borders. We haven't been able to secure our borders because they always want to distract us with a discussion about the illegals that are already here. They are a symptom of the problem. The real problem is our borders are not secure. And until we have secure borders, we always have people coming illegally. So we need to secure the borders, and then we can talk about what happens to the people that are here illegally. I'll tell you right now, Joe, our immigration laws are sufficient for anyone who wants to be a citizen, no matter whether they're illegally present or here on a visa. There is a way for them to be a citizen if they truly want to do that. And our law is sufficient for that. Perhaps it isn't as expedited as it should be. You know, it takes a long time to go through the process, and some of the things that are in place don't really work as well as they could. But those are kind of regulatory things that could be done just by the administration. And they don't need a new law. We have good laws that can help anybody, like I said, who wants to be a citizen. So to me, this is just an end-around amnesty move by 25 Republicans who are voting with the Democrats for amnesty and really undermining President Trump's agenda to secure our borders.
Yeah, I had a little, you know, I went through each and every one of these and I took a look at it, and my attitude was this: maybe they're going about it the wrong way, But I think that our immigration system needs to be fixed. I think there's some loopholes in the law. There's things in the law that need to be closed and fixed. I think that Paul Ryan will never bring anything to the floor to work on. I think they're a bunch of cowards, frankly. And I kind of saw this. I was hoping this would spark, and I was hoping this would poke these guys enough to where they would step up and actually do something. Other Republicans would jump on board and go, okay, you want to do this? Is this really something you want to do? Then let's do the whole thing. Let's run down the whole immigration bill. Let's clean it up where we need to clean it up and take care of things. But you know, I'm losing hope that they actually have a spine to be able to do that, that they actually have a spine, because it's an election year, to be able to take on some of these hard issues.
Well, I think you're right. I don't think they do have the spine to take on the border. They want to take on the easier issue, because all the Democrats want amnesty. They only need 25 Republicans to go along with them. They get whatever they want. And you can talk about it all day long, but that's where the 218 votes that they need are. It should be on the Republican side. Why aren't they bringing forth that bill? Why don't they talk to, as you said, their leadership and get that bill in place? You know, there are several little bills that they could pass, like stopping chain migration. That could be a bill. They could do the E-Verify and actually enforce it. That could be a bill. They could stop this idea of lottery visas. That could be a bill. There are lots of things.
I'm on board with you, Sharon.
But they're not doing any of it.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, why doesn't Paul Ryan, why won't Paul Ryan bring it? Why? Because I believe that Paul Ryan is a progressive Republican. He's been, you know, you and I have talked about this before, and I've said that for years. He is not a hardcore conservative Republican. He is a progressive Republican. He doesn't want to deal with this. It's why he's leaving the Congress. He doesn't want to have to put up, look, if we get stronger in the Congress, we get more people in the Senate, can you imagine? imagine what's actually going to happen? And I don't think Ryan or some of the other cowards leaving want to be there for that. The only there was one congressman, I can't think of his name, that was probably the most honest. He said, look, we have rules that we abide by where we can only serve on a committee for so long. Once you've served as a committee chair, and then you don't have that position anymore, it's, you're kind of sitting as just a member. Now, think about what he's saying here. You're just sitting as just a member of Congress, and you really have no power, so why stay? I'm thinking, okay, so what do you want? The other?
Well, and your pay goes down, too. I mean, there's that as well.
Right.
But, you know, this fellow that I'm running again, this Congressman Amaday, he's part of those 25 that want to join up with the Democrats for this new amnesty bill. He doubled down. He went on Tucker Carlson last night and said, I'm not a constitutional guy. What does that say about these people that are signing on to this bill? You know, you might say, well, maybe there's a method to their madness, but when they actually out themselves by saying, I'm not a constitutional guy,
That's
it just
great.
Shakes all of us up. What's the oath of office worth, right? It's to uphold the Constitution. How can you serve in an office and say, I'm not a constitutional guy?
What did you swear to?
That's your oath.
What did you swear to? Right? I mean, yourself?
That's
great.
I don't know. That's why I'm asking people all over the country to go to SharonEngle.com and donate. Help me get this guy out.
Yep.
He really needs to go. He's been there 7 years, and, you know, right now he's doing exactly what he's been doing for the last 7 years, but now he's just finally telling us the truth.
Yeah.
And
no.
It's a good thing that he's telling the truth, but it's a bad thing if he gets reelected.
Now, people, you know that, still money spends everywhere in the country for now. So, you know, and Sharon's right. They need money to run. I know that some of you find that a little distasteful, but it's the reality of the situation. To get your message out, you got to do radio ads, you got to do print, you have to do phone calls, you have to do walkers. And I'll tell you what, my irritation in the last two election cycles, we don't walk anymore. Our teams don't get out there. We actually have to, here in L.A., we have to hire walkers. You know, we have to pay people to go out and walk. So you wonder why we lose? The Dems love funding these kind of things. They throw all kinds of money. And I live in one of the last Republican bastions in L.A. County. And the state and the county Democrat Party are throwing millions and millions of dollars in to get rid of at least two prominent, if not three prominent Republicans that still hold some of the last seats. You know,
hey, I'm glad you mentioned walking. There,
hold on,
you know, because I've been out walking, and
we got to go for a quick break.
My constituents.
We
got to
go for a quick break. I'll let you tell on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Sharon Angle's with us, and I'm not going to let her go until the next break. We'll be right back.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay Heating Pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
And if you wise guys try one more thing, one more, I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
We are back, and we only do happy music on this show. I'm Sheldon, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're with us. See, when you're down and out, sing a song. But please don't sing it to me. I won't sing it to you, and everybody will be much happier for that. I guarantee it. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Remember, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Third hour, if you're hanging out with me for the third hour, I won't screw up this time, I promise. We're giving away the flag again, all right? I've been giving away a flag about once a week. These are American-made flags. These are flags made here in this country. Right? And they're stitched. They're not printed. They're actually stitched together. The stars are embroidered. It's a good quality flag. Right? And you want to show it to your neighbors. You want to fly it with pride. I'm telling you, man, the flag makes you feel good because it's not a product of China. It's not this cheap piece of cloth. you know, that phrase on the edges is a really cool flag. Anyhow, so it's going to be, let me see, pick a number out of a hat, right? Let's go with the third, but you can't, don't start now. The 30th email I get in the next hour, I don't care how many you send, 30th email I get gets the flag. Remember, the only caveat here is that I get to use your emails in my email blast program. Okay, I get to use your emails and send you messages. So you give me your email to take a shot to use the flag, I get to use your email. Anyway, let me bring her on. Always a pleasure to have Sharon Engel with me. She joins me from time to time. I'm going to try to get her on a little bit more. She's running for Congress in Nevada. So what you got to do is you got to go to her website and you got to give her money. You got to, you know, encourage her, give her money. For my praying friends, you got to pray for her. Okay, that's how it works, really. Sharon, thanks for being with me.
You're so welcome. It's always great to be on your show with you, Joe. And when you talk about winning, it's just hard work and prayer. That's really what it is. And this campaign that we're running right now, it's $20 from 3,000 people. That wins it. It's just an amazing opportunity that we have right now for people to just give a small amount and make something really big happen here in Nevada and for the rest of the nation. So if they just go to SharonEngel.com, if they donate $25, that pays the charge on the credit card, and I get the full 20. But it's $20 from 3,000 people. That's what I need at SharonEngel.com.
Well, I think I get you. I got 16 listeners. I could probably get half of them to give you the money. But here's the thing. You, you guys have got to get off your butts. And this is the kind of stuff that you have to help with, help out with. Now, look, some of you are financially challenged. I get it. All right. So if that's the case, then you know, pray for her. Write her a happy note. Ask her what you can do. I got to tell you something. You got an email list, right? You got 20, 30, 40 people in your email list. If you can't afford to do it, then send it to your email list. You know, tell them what a great lady Sharon is and how she really will fight for us, and ask them to do what they can do for her. Ask them to give her whatever they can, because truly, yeah, she wants the $20. I get it. There are people who are still hurting out there, but truly, every nickel helps. Every $5 helps. Every $10 helps. Every $20 helps more than you can imagine. Right, Sharon?
That's exactly right, Joe. And just because they can't vote for me, I do vote for them. Every congressman.
That's right.
Now, on the Hill, votes for policies that affect your life. So, you know, you may not be able to elect a conservative there in California, but you do need a conservative that will take your calls on the Hill. And somebody that when you go to bed at night, you know, in the morning when you wake up, you know exactly how they voted. When you went to bed, you can trust them because they do. They are a constitutional person. They do understand what freedom is in this country, and they'll vote that way. You know, we were talking about going door to door, and one of the reasons I like going door to door is because I'm able to check those folks against the registrar's rolls. You know, I've always had a keen interest in a fair and honest election, and I was out walking door to door in Elko, Nevada, came across an address, and the address was at a mortuary. So I walked up to the mortuary door and I said, does this fellow live here? And the lady answered with a straight face, there is no one living here. And then I said, well, you know, sometimes
I love it. Sorry.
About their businesses. And she said, no, she says, but maybe he's in residence across the street. And that was the cemetery. Then I said, well, could he have been here before you came? She says, I've been here since 2012 and I don't know this person. Now, that's a clear case of someone who's fraudulently voting, because this was a list of Republican voters who voted in the primary in 2016.
Wow.
So these are those high propensity voters. And I found that guy. I found 20 others in a different location. And so, you know, those folks that are perpetuating fraud, they're really smart. We think they're all going to be registered Democrats. Oh, no. They are registered to vote in our primaries so that they can even skew the primary vote when it comes around. Now, I know California, you kind of had to give up your primaries to some kind of a silly runoff.
Oh, it's the two biggest vote getters, which means Republicans very rarely get in after the primary.
Right,
seriously.
Right. It's awful. No primary works like that. We have a close primary here in Nevada, so of course they want to have some votes in our primary, and that's exactly what I'm finding when I'm out there walking door to door. So people that say, oh, I don't want to walk door to door. Yes, you do. Your freedom counts on it, because when you find these, and I, you know, it isn't just one or two. It's one or two a day that I'm finding as I'm out there walking, that the address doesn't exist, or the person who was living at that address has died, or they never existed, like this guy at the mortuary that day.
We see it all the time. You know, you get a single family home and there's 90 ballots that are going there. I mean, really? Seriously?
Yeah.
You get an apartment building with, you know, 12 units and there's 200 ballots going there. It doesn't make any sense. We do know dead people that have been voting. We have friends whose mothers have been dead for years, and she's been voting for years. It's just amazing to me. I'll tell you the other thing, the local Republican headquarters, we have people coming in to check their registration on a regular basis, and they've been changed. Their registration's been changed to Democrat because somebody wanted their vote for whatever reason, and we have to change them back and that kind of stuff. So, you know, when people say that there's not, if you want to extrapolate these things out, don't tell me there's not voter fraud. Don't tell me when we have, like, you know, 20 people a week coming in asking why they're not getting certain things, and you find out they've been re-registered to a different address or to a different party. You can't tell me that, you know. So, real quick here, to my listeners, you hold that thought for a second. Yours truly just took a minute, not to shame you, but yours truly just took a minute to give Sharon $50. All right? Now, if you've seen my size, you know that's two lunches for me. I've given up two lunches to be able to contribute to Sharon. Some of you could give up a lunch and probably do the same thing. But, you know, seriously, every nickel helps. And I don't want you to do something I haven't asked you to do. I've done it. Now I'm asking you to do it. Help put her over the top. We need her in there. We need people like her in there fighting for us. Because she's right. Her vote counts. Look at what's happening to President Trump. Her vote counts for you in California, for you in Texas, for you in Indiana. Her vote counts for you, too. Thanks, Joe. And that ad was approved by Sharon, right? I mean,
that's right. Yes, I approved that.
There you go. So anyway, again, that's something I don't think that not just you, but others don't drive home enough, too, is that you are part of the bigger picture. Your vote is going to count for me in California here. You could even nullify the vote of the boneheads here in California if we get enough good people there, right?
That's right. And if we can get these things cleaned up, you know, we need some people in Congress who actually are not in denial about a fair and honest elections. We need someone to go there and push those laws forward as well, because right now it's a very onerous task to get these folks removed from the rolls because of the provisional balloting that goes on. So that Help America Vote Act needs some reform as well. We have lots of laws that need to be repealed, reformed, or just added to in order to make things more secure. Not just our borders, but our elections need to be secure as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And again, people don't realize, real quick before we run out of time, our local congressman, who's done great things for our veterans, one vet was having a real problem. We asked him to step in. He stepped in, and that vet is now getting the treatment he needs. He couldn't get it. They left him. The vet was leaving him to die, for all intents and purposes. Anyway, he's able to help him out. He's getting the treatment he needs now, and God bless, he'll still be with us for a while. When somebody heard the story out of Arizona, they couldn't get their rep to get involved in the same situation. Our local congressman got involved in it, and now that person's getting the help that they need as well. So it's important, you know, right, you don't represent just the people the state you're running in, but you can help other people as well. And I know you will, because you're a good person, Sherry.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, don't start crying now. I hate when that happens. But anyway, tell people again.
I won't. I'm Sharon Engel, and I approve this message.
We're out of time. Tell people again where they can find you and donate to you.
It's easy. SharonEngel.com. SharonEngel.com. SharonEngel.com.
Sharon, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me. Hey, next hour, it's just a smorgasbord of some really weird, fun, stupid stories. Liberal professor, he's trying to ban a book about Robert E. Lee's horse because it'll remind you of Robert E. Lee. We're just done for, people. That's all there is to it. We'll be back in a few minutes.